The joke is that your job on this podcast is to push the buttons.
Yeah.
But also that that is not your only job, because you are a person of many talents and interests, and you have invested yourself in a large number, perhaps dozens of different practices as a means of expressing your interest in them.
Keep going. I'm almost there.
I'm never having sex again, so, you know, I'm glad this is working for somebody.
Well, at least we have a podcast. Buckle up for the sex. This is the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna. oh, God. Hey, guys, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a... I gotta look up the name. Philadelphia Scotchman.
Oh, what, pray tell, is a Philadelphia Scotchman?
A Philadelphia Scotchman is Applejack.
Which, I'm already jealous.
Which I happen to have a stock of, because I just made it.
For personal use only.
Right, I know. So it's Applejack, orange juice, port wine, and ginger ale.
I could see that tasting pretty good. It sounds weird, but very tasty.
Validating.
It really did, like, we start with the Applejack and the ginger ale, and we're like, okay, it sounds like a normal cocktail. And then you put in the orange juice, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm still digging this. And then the port wine, and you go, wait a second, what are we doing here? Orange juice and port wine usually don't go together, but it is surprisingly delicious.
Oh, good. Well, I am glad you're enjoying that.
Delicious.
I am having another Dr. Pepper test. Because I am still recording from the back studio in Joe's place. Hopefully for the last time. Well, we'll see how everything works out. But
he was never heard from again.
But, well, soon it will be mine. What? Oh, God. No, I'm just, yeah. Anyway, I am doing Dr. Pepper with Caballero, which is a Spanish liqueur. Caballero is the result of a delicate blending of Andalusian oranges, spices, and finest brandy selection. Unique and attractive on ice or a long drink, Caballero is the best mixable liqueur ever consumed in Spain.
We're three caballeros. Three caballeros.
Yes, no, it's the three caballeros, James.
Yes, it's Caballero.
My mistake.
There's L.
I thought the Caballero was the parody SUV designed by the Simpsons writers.
I don't know that answer.
James
tried
to reference something.
He did. He succeeded in referencing something.
Okay.
We just didn't succeed in understanding the reference.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many of our listeners will also have that difficulty. So, really, it's not on James. It's on the rest of humanity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when one's entire humor is based on copying someone else's humor... I mean, how far can you really get?
Fuck right off.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm just going to sip this and see how it is. That's my new plan. Oh, that's really good. That is really fucking good. It's orangey, Mm-hmm. I'm not getting as much of the spice, although I think I've got a hint of it there. But again, the Dr. Pepper does what the Dr. Pepper does.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm definitely tasting the orange. I might be getting some of that spice, and then the Dr. Pepper almost takes a back seat to this.
Interesting.
It's sweet and bubbly, and it is still there, but it's not. No, the booze came out pretty. It's a good balance, and yeah, no, it tastes. It's almost got like a heavy creamsicle feel to it.
Interesting.
Like if a creamsicle was shown the darkness, but only for like 5 seconds. I don't know how to describe it better than that.
So, 9 out of 10 Andalusians recommend Caballero.
Caballero. The spirit of Spain.
Caballero.
James. I thought about going with, trying to overpronounce it. Trying to emphasize the American accent that I'm putting on this, reading. But I don't know how to do Caballero in a more American accent.
You gotta really hit the long vowels.
Okay.
The Caballero.
The Peggy Hill pronunciation.
No, okay. Because I was thinking of going with an A at the beginning, so it's like Caballero. Which makes it sound like I'm shooting people with Xfinity or something. Yeah. But
Caballero?
Caballero?
Nice.
Yeah.
No, you're right. The long A would be the... Yeah.
But it sounded like too much. I wanted to be subtle about it this time.
That is what our podcast is about.
Hey, I thought I'd try something different.
Oh, that's fair.
Don't judge me in my artistic integrity. No, go ahead and
touch my integrity. Oh, thank God. All right.
I saw the look of panic go across James's face.
See, I think what's even better is when somebody with a really thick accent tries to imitate the other accent. So it's, I'm going to drink some of that Caballero.
Yes. Oh my God, that's beautiful.
James, what are you drinking?
So I am drinking a concoction of Bryn's devising. She made
arsenic is not a mixer, James. Put it down.
It is today. It's she put plums, ginger, and herbs and spices into, along with honey, into the food processor, and then we added hot whiskey.
Oh, that sounds like instant mulled wine, except whiskey and not wine, but like instant mulling is what that sounds like.
I mean, it's got powerful ginger flavor to it, but that is pretty tasty.
Nice.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's y'all been up
to? Yeah, I was going to ask somebody else to go first, because all I'm doing is packing and packing and packing. Also packing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cleaning. Mm-hmm. There's some cleaning. Mm-hmm. I've also done some packing. I've done some arranging for packing.
Ooh.
I've been doing some arranging for moving.
Mm-hmm.
I've been calling up people regarding my move. Mm-hmm. Signing up for new and exciting utilities.
Yes.
Yes, I am very excited about that. I don't know if I talked about it last week because it was a while ago, but
you did a little bit. I remember being very excited.
I'm very excited.
As well you should be, yeah.
So. Also, you look confused or bored, one or the other.
I'm sorry, I checked out for a couple of minutes. Have you found a place to live yet?
Oh, piss off. I'm going to end you. Oh, shit. I notified the landlords that I'm moving.
Ooh, that's good.
That's always one of those things where I'm like, all right, let me whip out my best professional and diplomatic and see if I can't get some semblance of my security deposit back.
With the, like the, not Ken Jennings. What the hell is that? The Ken Burns, Cold War. Jesus, I'm having a night.
You can't even reference your own
references. Where are you going with this?
Civil War. That's what I'm thinking. It took me 3 fucking tries. It's just been a whole goddamn day.
Oh, sweetie. I feel bad for laughing, but I also don't feel bad for laughing. That's,
no, you shouldn't. No.
I've never known you to not be able to make your own references. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I mean,
maybe if maybe if he made his own content instead of just regurgitating other people's content, you know, he wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, honey, I can't memorize my own content either. Like, let's be clear about this. That's not the trick at all.
Salsa, who is trying to help me to tap into my latent telekinetic ability to go scanners on him, is
I just really want to see James just go Hulk.
I'm concerned about this.
Meh.
Yeah. So anyway, I did send
an
email to the current landlords, and they're like, "Oh, thank you so much. Like, I appreciate this." Mm-hmm. And then I actually dropped a letter in my next door neighbor's mailbox today, explaining that yes, we're moving over the course of the next month. Landlords might be in and out. By the by, because of the way the air vents are set up in this building, we're pretty sure we can smell incense coming from your place on the regular. So that doesn't bother us, but it might bother future neighbors. Be aware. Incense.
P.S. You're loud as fuck.
No, actually, they're not that loud.
Like loud smelling.
I get it. I don't do drugs, so I don't know.
P.P.S. We're talking about the weed.
Oh, I was talking about incense. Like, I think they burn patchouli. It's really gross. Yeah. Or maybe sage. They probably burn sage.
Patchouli is just a sage. Fragrant oil.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I did the neighborly thing and dropped a note in the mailbox there just to be like, by the by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't fucking care. Like, especially
also if the landlord stops by.
That was basically it. Like, I broke it up in bits and pieces, and I was like, so the landlord might be stopping by from time to time. Also, for future reference, your incense travels.
It reminds me of the conversation that my wife, the teacher, has to have with her class every year about you think we can't smell it, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I did the neighborly note, and also thanked them for all of the lawn mowing and snow shoveling because they took it upon themselves to do that, which is really nice because my next door neighbor I think I've talked about her before. She is the grandma maternal figurehead of a large swarm of people that are in and out constantly. So she has grandkids to do all of the chores for her, so she makes them do that. Or they volunteer, I'm not sure, but that's just a part of how that household goes. So, yeah.
When you're getting bricks of ganja for Christmas, you know, you might as well mow the lawn.
Right. So anyway, and maybe, I mean, it's possible she has like a cancer thing she's dealing with or whatever, because she doesn't look super mobile on the best of days.
Yeah.
So it's possible. I wasn't judging. I just wanted to let her know that, hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
FYI, that's the thing. So yeah, did that. Oh, yeah, the furnace went out a couple of times yesterday.
That's exciting.
It's still going today, so that's great. But neither Jeff or I knew how to fix the damn thing. And so we called this guy.
Did you try turning it off and on again?
Yes, actually. Oh, buddy, how? So I didn't want to call the landlord on the same day that I was sending a 30-day notice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to deal with that. So I called up a friend of mine who I believed to have had at least some experience and listened to the landlord last time the furnace had issues. And he was so sweet and wonderful for coming over and fixing the furnace both times and just figuring out what the problem was, and like it was so kind of him to come over. Mm-hmm. He managed to make it go where Jeff and I could not twice, even with his instruction. And he did not at any point in time tell me that there was a ramp involved. So I was really happy about all of it.
That, if nothing else, is the most surprising.
Right.
Possibly the most satisfying as well.
Yeah. So, James, what were you doing yesterday afternoon, evening?
Let me tell you, some bitch is... I've been spending the bulk of my vacation, because I took the week off of work. I've been spending it doing home improvement. And it's been... Some things were much easier than I had thought that they would be, and other things require masonry bits for hammer drills I didn't have.
Yeah.
Do you need masonry bits?
I have them now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
So, So that's fun. And then... So I'll be installing the new threshold in order to block the drafts that come in under the hallway door.
To hold the thresh?
Yes, something like that. I was puzzling about that today. What the origin of threshold would be?
I think it's just go ahead, Paul.
Thresh is reeds and grasses. That would be the flooring of your house way back in the day. And the threshold would hold the thresh in.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yep.
Today we learned.
Well, today you learned.
You learned.
I assume some of the audience also learned.
They'll learn later when this is posted.
Okay. Tomorrow they learned.
Okay.
Drink
isn't
too
it
far.
Tomorrow they will learn. Isn't that how future tense goes?
They will have learned future perfect.
We all haven't be.
Hmm.
Yes. So there's that.
Anyway.
I've been playing more video games. Trying my best to relax. Which
How's
has been a
going?
Very strange process.
Right.
I don't understand.
Well, yeah. Neither, apparently, does my body. The entirety of my time off was spent trying to convince my body that we could go back to sleep. And that, 3 in the fucking a.m. was probably not the time to get up and start the day.
Sweetie.
I don't always get to make that decision for my body. So
your body's a dick.
Whoa, yeah. It's a real jerk. So, so all of that, and then went on a turkey loaf adventure. Because Thanksgiving, and it turns out that fucking my blessed traditional turkey loaf was 100% out of stock everywhere in the state and beyond. because
because somebody that, didn't plan ahead.
That was the option of choice. No, I looked for it for more than a month.
Ooh,
as a
wow.
matter of fact, I was looking for it back in October, but you know, with increasing like more and more fervently, looking for the turkey loaf until like the day before, I was like, "Fucking who has one?" And eventually found a website for Coborn's up in Elk River that said that they had at least one turkey loaf in stock. And so we filled out an electronic cart at, I want to say, 1 in the morning, submitting it before 8 a.m. with the promise that they would put stuff that was in stock into the cart and everything like that. And I called them up the next morning to make sure of two things. The first one was what time I should be there to pick it up. And the second thing was, did they have it? And they were like, no, we thought we did, but it looks like it's out of stock. We'll have to update the thing. And I was like, well, probably won't need the rest of the cart because I don't think we're going to drive an hour and a half round trip in order to
not get turkey loaf.
Get turkey loaf. Yeah. So then I ended up going on an excursion to try to find the constituent parts for turkey loaf. And, for example, Cub Foods website said that they were open until 1 p.m. And it turns out that one Cub was open until 1 p.m. And it was the one that I thought was closed down, but they built like a little special tent Cub outside.
Oh, I love tent Cub.
Yeah. Yeah, it was neat. I enjoyed it,
but it also does not have everything that a normal Cub would have.
There is that. But also, like, that was after an hour and some amount of time driving around looking for a place that was open. It was a lot. Don't go grocery shopping on Thanksgiving morning. That is not good. So there's that. So that happened. And then I went to watch the parade with my parents. And so Brent and I dialed them up on Google Meet, something like that, and then pulled up the parade, and the only parade live stream we could find was hosted by Verizon, and it was not good in very preventable ways.
Mm-hmm. Dear.
The hosts were really good, and it's not a statement about like their ability to use Zoom to chat with each other and, you know, the break in the banter and all of that stuff. But it was like that they had five floats and were functionally a huge Verizon commercial, and that you couldn't hear any of the musical performances because they were playing like a background music track the entire time.
So
you could hear the music that was being played out on the street, but it was under this like Christmas jingle music. So they have two musical tracks going on. They have the two hosts talking back and forth. And it was a lot. It was just
That's horrifying. That's not just a lot. That's atrocious.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
Yeah, and we usually, like, we look forward to the parade. So that was kind of rough. But, that also marked the beginning of my ability to watch holiday films. So we have watched all of the Christmas-themed Mystery Science Theater episodes except for Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which I'm like saving like the marshmallows in my cereal. Do you do that? Do you eat the cereal?
I don't eat cereal with marshmallows normally. No.
Yeah, neither do I.
I think the few times that I do, I try to make sure I have some marshmallow and some cereal.
With every bite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I like to eat all of the cereal pieces out of the bowl first, and then just like...
Like, normally I'm with you on the deconstruction of food, but that
not in this case.
It's too much mellow. I'm not a mellow person. I can't handle it. It's too much.
We've known that about you.
Right. Yeah. But also, I just... Number one, I don't really eat cereal. I don't think I've had a bowl of cereal in, like, maybe a year or something. Like, I just don't eat cereal often. Number two, when I do eat cereal, it's usually, like, Honey Nut Cheerios, possibly Corn Flakes. I've had Rice Krispies. I'm not against Rice Krispies, but I'm not a super sugary cereal person.
Yeah, granola's my bag.
Yeah, like I'll do oatmeal and malt meal, like Raider, hot cereals.
Raider Lee gets, there's a granola that she gets from Costco. It's got, you know, like, it's a honey roasted and got like raisins and stuff in it. It's really, really good.
Okay, I'm not a raisins person.
Yeah, but that's that's kind of the Raisin Bran is the sweetest I get.
Yeah. Like, I'll do maltomeal or oatmeal with maple syrup or brown sugar.
Yeah.
Brown sugar, like, those are pretty good.
Yeah. I like grape nuts, and I like cornflakes with fruit.
Like,
putting blueberries in with cornflakes, I think, is really
I used to put bananas into cereal before I developed the banana allergy.
I'll do banana occasionally.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore, but I used to.
Yeah. Salsa will sometimes also do slices of apple, and then his wife has to stop him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, the two of you... Only if I'm feeling
particularly morose.
God. But, you fighting and I missed it? Is that...
I mean,
that
not more than usual, I don't think.
Okay.
I think this is our usual
we
level of...
We started off pretty quick, so I'm like,
I suppose.
Oh,
it's been building up.
All right.
It's not like
we haven't had our alone time.
Yeah, it's not like we had Fest this year that we could get a lot of that energy out.
That's
right. Yeah, very fair. Yeah.
Sigh.
Ah, damn it.
Yep.
That's what I've been up to. Home improvement and cooking adventures.
And fixing my furnace.
And that, yeah.
Which you never admitted to.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I do have one more bit of news
that
I forgot about bringing up earlier. I get my keys tomorrow!
That is intensely exciting.
You get your keys tomorrow?
My keys.
Yes.
Oh, your keys. I thought you were really, really excited about finally getting a kiss.
I mean, Joe and I have been dating for a while. We've had
this
it
might be the moment. It's time to take your relationship to the next level.
That's weird. Joe's always had the rule, no kissing on the mouth
base.
For me.
I didn't say it was going to be on the... Never mind. So anyway.
It'll be on the lips, but not the mouth.
Oh, buddy. So anyway, I get the keys to the apartment tomorrow.
Cool.
Which will have already happened by the time our listeners listen. Oh, Jesus. Fuck, Salsa. I'm going to punch you. Like, I'm going to come over there while wearing a mask. I'll be safe about it.
Sure.
Invite you
person.
Outside.
Of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I will punch you.
I will be wearing a mask as well.
Yeah. And then from 6 feet away, I will punch you.
Indeed.
Just a bowling ball to the gut.
Yeah. Quarterstaff, maybe, actually. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Proving wrong the old maxim that women wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, it'll be like a 6-foot pole.
I'm not going to touch him. I'm going to smack
that's
him.
Fair.
There is a difference. So I get the keys to the castle tomorrow.
Nice.
And... get to tax your other things. Like, they're pretty, the apartment itself is pretty big on, like, don't do this, don't do that, don't hang this, don't hang that. If you want to break any of these, please get permission first. So I might have to talk to them about permission to hang curtains, which seems like a weird one until you actualize that they're, you know, they already provide blinds. So I'm pretty sure they want to make sure that people aren't fucking with their property to hang their, you know, all of that. So I'm going to have that conversation tomorrow because those curtains tie everything together in my furniture collection.
It's important.
Also, curtains beat blinds any day of the week.
I know.
Where is that?
I know. But yeah. So that's the current plan. That's the current what's doing.
Cool, cool.
Nice. That's super fun.
Yeah. And I can start like I'm okay, you guys, I'm really weird about prepping apartment places and stuff. Like, but especially after this place, like, I'm going to go in there, and the first thing I'm going to do is spray everything with bug stuff and mouse repellent. Fuck it. this is not happening again.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Seems reasonable.
And I know that it's a classy place and has none of the above. I don't care. I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
So, well, what do you
anyway,
think?
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
I was going to ask what you were up to.
We'll
is it break time already?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, okay, I can take a break.
James
already said yes. He was on this. He was like 10 minutes ago like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, if somebody stopped me from talking, I want to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Just like He-Man, I have the power.
I wasn't going to say it like that.
But I did, and it was on, you know, tape or something. Digital.
Oh my god, are we recording on tape? That's amazing.
This is, do we still say this is on tape? Is that a thing that people still say, or...
Oh my god.
No.
Or am I just old?
Man.
Yeah.
We're back, I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna, and I'm also the oldest person on this podcast. So every time you say you're too old, I'm just like,
you're a fucking hag,
down. Oh my god, why are you so fighty tonight?
Yeah.
Like, I'm enjoying it, actually, so don't stop. But
that's
like,
that's
what
because
the
it's
fuck?
Usually pointed at James.
Salsa discovered after a doctor's appointment that he's been low on salt all these years.
God, just eat more ramen. It'll be fine.
I should get more ramen. That's a good idea.
Yeah, ramen sounds amazing.
I haven't had enough ramen recently.
I
that is
make
a problem.
A United Noodle trip. Once I move, I'm making a United Noodle trip.
There are so many goddamn trips that I need to make once I'm able to leave the house. Anyway, so,
speaking of things Salsa needs to do or has been doing,
so here's,
Salsa, what have you been up
here
to?
Here was my yesterday.
Okay.
This is what happened yesterday.
It involved a furnace.
Yesterday was Sunday, by the way, for those
it's where they keep it.
Depending on when you're listening to this.
Right.
because our listeners don't know that necessarily. Anyway, yesterday was Sunday, and so, you know, home all day, had a really good day. I had some scrap lumber laying around the house, and so I knocked together a rack for my lathe chisels. You know, so they could all be displayed, so I didn't have to like keep them in a chest. You know, they were all nice and, and accessible.
You made a rack so that you didn't have to keep them in a chest.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
So I did that, and you know, it made some cedar planks that I had laying around, so it smells really good, and so that happened.
So your rack smells really good.
Oh yeah, it smells fantastic.
Okay, good.
But so I got my birthday present in the mail. My wife. I love when you're into a hobby far enough that you're picky about the things that your wife just kind of looks at your wish list and goes, your dollar limit is this much, buy whatever you need.
Nice.
So her birthday present to me, which I ordered, tool rest for the lathe, came in the mail. I also picked up a new 150 grit, honing stone for the grinder so I could sharpen my chisels better. Doing just great, you know, had a great day. We went for a walk with the kids around the lake. You know, the kids took their scooters. We had a great time. That evening I went out to the garage to do some wood turning and discovered that my wife had gotten me another birthday present. There was a new apron hanging on my lathe out there, brand new canvas one. Yeah, super, super sweet. And so I started turning, and I knocked out two pieces in, like, no time flat. You know, got them taken care of. They're getting finished right now, and should probably, by the time this episode is released, they should be out on Sterling Craft, so you should probably check it out. Got a couple new wood turning pieces going to be out there. You know, I was flying. I was having a fantastic day. Things were going great. And then my drive center broke.
I don't know what that is. Why is this a problem? Tell me.
So it's the thing that turns the wood. It's got a point in the center, which is the pivot point, and then teeth are on the outside that move the wood.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The point in the center is very important because it's what keeps everything central, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And that pivot point, that center pin, sheared off. So suddenly my wood is wobbling in the lathe. You know, I take it apart. You know, it's broken. There's nothing I can do. So I need to get a new one, which is tough because, as has been mentioned before, you know, in earlier episodes, this is an old model that isn't made anymore. I can't just buy another one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't make them anymore. So I have to figure something out. And that had me just, like, my fucking night was ruined.
Aww.
Like, just fucking gutted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, ugh. So what? So I still had these two pieces that I had finished, you know, and so I put all my stuff away and I cleaned up in the garage and I brought them inside so I could put, you know, put their finish on, and that in and of itself is a rather zen thing to do, you know, applying the finishing coats on the pieces. And as I was doing that, I was thinking about all all of the fucking good stuff that had happened, and it was just like my day was going so well before it was ruined. Like, you couldn't ask for a better day to be fucking destroyed.
Right.
And then I kind of stopped and went, but up until that point, it was a really good fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I felt better.
Because
it was because that shitty day was only shitty because of one thing that had happened at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know, the rest of, ever since I woke up, you know, I slept in, you know, my wife let me sleep in. It was awesome. You know, we had pancakes for breakfast with chocolate chips. It was a fucking great day. On Saturday, I got my deep fryer out and I made scotch eggs at home. It was fantastic. Like, it was a great weekend. It wasn't just a good day. It was a great weekend. And then 10 or 11 p.m. or whatever it was, this event happens, and my whole fucking weekend is going to be ruined now? Fuck that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. So I finished applying the coat, and by the time I got done applying the finish to these pieces, I just felt so much better. Like, even the fact that even the annoyance of having to somehow figure out a way to get a new drive, because I can't use the lathe right now until I get another.
Right.
It's useless. And so I need to figure something out. And even that annoyance was gone, because I was just like, but I had a really fucking good day. So, I don't know. I just, like, by the time I went to bed, I felt great again. Like, I was walking on cloud nine again. And I was like, I'm not gonna let that get me down.
Yay!
So it didn't.
Good perspective.
It did. It made me like just.
Is that why you're fighting everybody today?
that might be why I'm fighting. I've apparently got
his women vigor back.
I've got some repressed anger that is coming out in some ways. James suddenly looks a hell of a lot like a broken piece of metal.
It's the shine.
Yeah.
It's yeah. The jagged edges.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. So, but I wanted to discuss, like you said, perspective of
sure.
You know, having those moments where things go wrong ruin an otherwise great day, and how often we succumb to that. And I'm not trying to say that.
I mean,
I'm not trying to say now that I'm a Zen master and I'll never get upset again or anything like that. But it was just,
oh, sweetie, you are not a Zen master. let's be clear.
But I think it was important to mention.
I there were a couple of different things that jumped to mind right away. One of them is a wonderful story about my attempts to not swear around my young child. So I, you know, for the first, oh God, maybe 3 years of Jess's life, maybe till she was four, and then I just gave up. I tried not to swear around my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, or to severely limit it. Because I don't know if you all knew this, but I have a lot of swear words that come out of my mouth.
What?
I have some swears. I have a potty mouth. I've been hanging around with sailors and learning from them. Also, I don't remember my parents ever not swearing around me, so like this is kind of a foreign concept.
Sure,
like, I'm just like, people don't swear around their kids, really? So I thought I'd try this. And the phrase that I came up with to insert into situations where I needed to express frustration, but not with swear words, was, well, that's unfortunate. Which is
so Minnesotan. So goddamn Minnesotan.
It's like, I think my grandma would have been like, yo, that's tame. That, you could go with like, oh, for Pete's sake, or, oh, Jesus, or, oh my. But that's unfortunate. I think grandma was disappointed in me, honestly. Anyway, so I used, well, that's unfortunate a lot. And what I realized was that there were times where that helped. I was like, okay, I'm acknowledging that this is an unfortunate situation. There's milk all over the floor. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm just going to clean it up and not cry over spilled milk.
Quite literally.
Literally. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, it's okay. This happened. It sucks. Do it. Move on. And it was kind of one of those ways to kind of help just get past the frustration and the whatever and to not let things build. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
And then there were times where it didn't help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I was lying to myself about the situation and how bad it was. And like I would keep it up for Jessa because it's, you know, as a parent, you try to provide a relatively calm, whatever, safe mm-hmm. environment for your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I would just be fuming for like hours at a time because I hadn't been able to express myself. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that I've picked up recently is honest meditation. I don't remember if I've told you guys about this, but this is the best fucking thing to ever happen. And when I say best fucking thing, what I mean is it is meditation with swears.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The guy at one point says, breathe in strength and breathe out bullshit. And just like, it's things like that, right? It's great.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
There's an app. You can also just look at it. There's a YouTube video of it. There's just honest meditation. There's an asterisk where the O would be in the honest meditation app.
Nice.
Right. And it's one of the best things I've done for myself because I don't feel like I'm withholding how much it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, is getting back to Sosa's point of mm-hmm. perspective, right? You know, how do you alter your own mind state?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that before you can move on to a positive mind state, you have to acknowledge how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take into account everything else and be like, okay, now I can move on from it.
Yeah.
So for me, when we're talking about changing perspective, it's much more of a process,
mm-hmm.
I think, than it is just a, you know, oh, well, like, you know, and it, again, it depends on how bad it is, because if it's really bad, fuck you. but if it's not, right, then like I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, it really sucks. When it gets super cold outside, but there are other people that like it, and you get to wear sweaters, so just stop being a whiny little bitch about it and move on, right? Unless you are actively cold, then maybe do what you can to fix that, but right. Like, yeah, like that's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, if your best friend dies, well, that, no, you're not going to feel good about it. Right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. If you do, there's something wrong with you. And you should definitely go see somebody about that.
James.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Just a monster.
But I think the other thing is that, yes, try to stay positive, try to have a whatever. But for me, it's really important to also be okay with having negative emotions.
Sure.
And allowing those to happen, before you move on from them. There's my long-winded way of saying I don't actually have an answer for you.
No, it's fine, because honestly, because the thing is the reason I was able to get over it is because I did confront it. You know, I confronted it and I went, that really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
What other...
But that's not the whole day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it wasn't that I was dismissing it or minimizing it. It was just acknowledging it was there, and honestly, it's could have been worse.
Yeah.
Oh, fiddly-dee, that will require a tetanus shot.
And you have a nice rack.
I do. It's a really nice smelling rack.
I'm really happy for you and your nice smelling rack. It's awesome.
Jesus.
James, do you have anything
for
to say?
Expansion too.
Maybe not about Salsa's nice smelling rack.
Yeah.
With room for expansion.
I think that I know people who don't swear at all, and I definitely swear a lot. Mm. And I was actually talking about being a chaperone for a virtual school event and having to flip what I call the church switch in my head.
Mm. Yep.
But I, that aside, I think that a lot of people push what I call ominous positivity, where it's like, I know all of these bad things are happening to you, but you need to just look on the bright side, and you need to remember that other people have it worse than you, and you need to, and that's so fucked up. Putting that expectation on yourself that you're going to be okay with something just because someone else somewhere else has something worse off than you. And that, I cried because I had no shoes, but then I met a man who had no feet kind of thing. And that's, it's good to have perspective, but it's also important. Like both of you have said, I'm just reiterating what you said, I guess. It is incredibly important to allow yourself the room to feel shitty when you feel shitty. But yeah, perspective is always also a healthy thing to have. Like Salsa realizing that his day wasn't ruined because of a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I like both of those lessons. I think those are both really solid.
Yeah, no, I agree. The whole somebody else somewhere has it worse is just, it's so manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just.
It's controlling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a controlling thing because you are telling somebody else that they should feel a specific thing. And let's be clear, no. Feelings happen. You don't actually get to choose your feelings.
Yeah.
Not your gut feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose your reactions to those feelings.
Certainly, yeah.
I'm feeling angry. Why am I feeling angry? Because this is really frustrating. Well, what can we do about that? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Whatever. Fine. Go ahead. Feel angry. Or, hey, no, I can do this thing, which is much more productive, and will leave me feeling less shitty. Well, then go for it.
Sure.
But, you don't get to say somebody is having a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You can say somebody's having a bad interpretation of a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens all the fucking time,
and it is
really hard. It is incredibly hard to make those distinctions.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, James.
I might have kind of the perfect story for this.
Ooh.
And I'll try to make it as fast as possible.
I've been doing a lot of talking this time around, so, you know.
A friend of mine and I were sitting in his car waiting for his girlfriend, and he was kind of falling out of infatuation with her because of things that she did or failed to do. And we kind of joked around about it a little bit, and then when it came down to it, her reaction to a particular thing was like a thousand times worse than we and less adept than we thought it was going to be. And so we laughed about it because, as sad as it was honestly funny. But she got upset.
Okay.
Because we were laughing and we couldn't explain why without hurting her feelings.
Right.
And we ended up hurting her feelings because we couldn't explain.
Mm-hmm.
And
catch 22.
And in my head, I'm like, man, she's getting all wound up about this. And it's so this is so childish. And it's so she's acting like this is the worst day of her life and all of that. And then looking back on it, I was like, cool that you are pretending to be an adult about this shit right now. But one, you don't always. And two, the feeling that she's having, even if it seems unwarranted from your perspective, it's still a feeling that she's honestly having.
Sure.
And has to process. And maybe this is like actually one of the worst days of her life. You don't know, and you don't get to tell her that it's not mm-hmm. important or not bad or anything like
right.
that. And you're kind of a dick for being this way toward her about this thing. So it reminded me, and it was a thing that I told helpline trainees, people who are going to be taking calls. And I was like, it's going to seem like they're calling and that their emotions are all dialed up and that it's stupid for them to be upset about this thing. But I need you to know that it isn't. I need you to know that these are genuine feelings that they're having, and you need to treat them well. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Emotions are rough, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I like to say that emotions are toddlers.
And toddlers have emotions.
Like, toddlers do have emotions. But so you hear a toddler scream out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening for a reason.
Yeah.
It might not be a mature reason.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be an actual thing that exists. It might be something that happened in the toddler's brain,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that actually needs, like, legitimate attention.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a thing that you don't control toddlers. Let's be very clear. Toddlers do whatever the fuck toddlers are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to accept that whatever the toddler is doing right now is whatever the toddler is doing right now, regardless of what you think that toddler should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding more of the reason on why the toddler is behaving the way they are, you might be able to redirect them or focus them or change the internal belief behind it that's driving that feeling. But at the end of the day, feelings are toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just happen. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's on the flip side, nobody likes to feel sucky and down all the time. Some people do. Those people have other things they need to be dealing with. But, martyr complex issues, whatever. But, yeah, like, most people just want to have a more positive experience in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. Yeah. And sometimes you're able to adjust your perspective or your thinking to be able to make that happen. I like wearing sweaters, so salsa can be cold. Yes, this one thing happened that sucked, but there were so many other amazing things that happened this day.
I mean, you know that I don't actually control the weather. I just live in it.
Dude, shut your whore mouth. I mean,
you fucked this up for us.
That, dear listeners, was an emotion that Jenna was having.
That was a reaction to an emotion I was having. The emotion itself
fair.
Was one of frustration and is fuck you an emotion? I feel like fuck you should be an emotion.
I think for the purposes of my argument, fuck you is an emotion.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Frustration and fuck you. That was what I was feeling. That was the emotion. The reaction I had was to tell him to shut his whore mouth, which may or may not have been an appropriate reaction to have in the time.
Seemed pretty appropriate to me.
It seemed appropriate to me, too. That's why I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Like, there are things that I will do to try to change my perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, going through, understanding the root cause is one of the biggest things for me.
Yeah.
Why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling this way? Am I feeling this way because it was legitimately sucky? I'm going to say an unpopular thing. Am I PMSing? that is a thing that happens, mm-hmm. and especially to people that are working towards menopause, boy howdy, sometimes those hormones just do affect you.
Right.
And no, that doesn't mean guys get to ask if you're PMSing. That's bullshit.
No.
You just accept that emotion. I don't care if your uterus friend is PMSing or not. You just accept that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's really happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like even if I'm super hormonal, that emotion is still happening.
Yeah.
And needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. But then yeah, I get to look for the underlying reason. sometimes I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little hangry. Oh, God. If I haven't been taking care of my body well, I am not emotionally sound. Which is most of the time, so good luck.
you're a brave man, Joe.
Mm-hmm. A little bit brave, a little bit stupid.
But, I mean,
but I love him.
Also, from what I hear, is a good cook, so that helps.
Oh, yeah. Joe comes prepared with steak.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
he's got a thing that he stole from a, I think, roommate, but previous uterus friend of his, whiskey steak chocolate shake.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how you handle that.
That seems like a good...
That's it.
I mean, that would make me feel better when I'm hangry.
Right? I think it would work for most people, but, you know, it's those are definitely the things that I crave when I am cramping, is just a hunk of meat as raw as possible, but still edible.
Sure.
Alcohol and chocolate. So,
Lose them all. All right. Well, I think, dear listeners, weigh in on this. Tell us.
Tell me about your emotions.
Your emotions. How you, I won't say control emotions because we know that you can't control emotions, but how you kind of, rein them in. Yes, process. When you are having a bad day, what is your way of kind of breaking out of that and getting back into a better headspace? Do you just do lots of weed and that's your way of doing it, because that's valid.
Burning incense.
Burning
salsa.
Incense.
Burning incense.
Incense.
Yes, that's where we get the term incensed.
And we're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
No, no, we're not doing the hustle today, but we are doing a podcast. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And it's time for FS5.
FS5.
Today's,
what is this week's FS5 to come to us from?
Today's FS5 comes to us from Jenna.
Yeah! Oh.
Yay!
Do you know why they came from Jenna?
Because if they came from James, we'd still be waiting for the first two questions.
Also that.
Accurate.
Because our listeners are not doing their contractual duty in sending us the Fast Fives. You're not actually contractually obligated to send us a Fast
nope.
Five.
You are, Mav.
Mav, seriously, what the fuck, dude?
You are missing out on prime opportunity to fuck with Salsa. Come on, get on that.
Yeah,
shit.
Mav, you are... Wait.
Friends, this is how we get 20 emails.
I mean, it's better than zero emails, which is what we have right now.
Ooh, wah, 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 wah. Do you have a sound thing for that, the sad trumpet. That was not the sad song. Come on, where's sad trombone? All right, I give up on you, Sulfa.
Yeah, that's too hard.
That's fair. All right. Hey, everybody. I have a Fast Five. Are you guys ready?
Fast Five.
I have no introduction for this whatsoever, because I just wrote this. Hmm. So, anyway, question number one. In or out?
In. I would much rather be indoors than outdoors. I would much rather be in a lot of things than out of a lot of things.
Well,
even trouble.
Well, I like buddy. Camping.
Mm.
I like camping, so I'm going with that.
Okay. I'm going with, I'm going with out. Question number two. Open or closed?
Closed. I like having the windows closed and the doors locked and everything like that. I like to lock stuff down at night. Even before night, I like to... I'll still lock everything down. As soon as I get home, it's a sense of comfort.
I think that's fair.
I'm going to go with closed.
Okay. I'm also going to go with closed.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. Up or down?
Down.
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 Yeah.
Down, down, baby, down, down. Come on.
Down.
Between the two faces of a coin, I usually like I like tails better than heads. I like the second player better than first player. I like south more than north, except when it comes to temperature.
All right. Question number four. I'm trying to fuck with salt, but he's too on top of it. It's kind of pissing me off. Next to or alongside?
Next to.
Huh?
Next to.
Next to.
Next to or alongside. I think... next to, unless I'm describing someone moving to something.
Okay.
Yeah, like I would say, he pulled up alongside the boat.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
she went to lay alongside the...
more likely to say next to.
Totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with... alongside for this one. And then question number five. Damn it, he got it in there. All right.
Giggity. Damn right I did.
Whoa, creepy. All right. Relative or cardinal?
Cardinal.
Yeah. Like, which sin do you prefer to commit?
I have a hard time remembering in the moment which is my right and which is my left. But my wife and I have arguments because she'll be driving and I'll be like, okay, go north. And she's like, which way is north?
Fuck's sake.
And I'm like, well, we're going west now, so north is that way. And she'll be like, so right. And I'm like, yes.
I think so.
Which is north.
Yeah.
So she is absolutely much more relative. I'm cardinal. Which has been a source of all sorts of navigational kerfuffles.
Navigational frustration.
Yes. Navigational frustration is a great Led Zeppelin cover band name.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I will go with relative. Giving someone directions, I'll use their relative lefts and rights.
Okay. I am going to go with cardinal. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For the context.
To find out who is right.
We're opening up the second Jenna.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Oh god. Point the first, ew. I agree with James. Point the second, do you really want a second Jenna?
We're in enough trouble already, Salsa.
All right.
I mean,
Salsa's refrain.
No, I'm trying to decide whether I should say it or not.
Oh my.
I'm gonna go with no. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna go. Okay. Question number one, in or out? Do you prefer cheese in your hot dog, like in a cheese dog, or on top or outside of your hot dog, possibly wrapped around your hot dog?
Both. Both is good.
Top of.
I'm going to say as long as cheese is present, I don't care. So I will stick with my original in.
I actually really like spray cheese on a hot dog.
Okay, that's weird.
I'll go to the gas station.
Twinkie wiener sandwich.
I'll go to the gas station and get a couple hot dogs from the gas station, you know, and I'll put nacho cheese on it.
Yeah. Yes, okay. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of get that. I'm not, obviously I don't do a lot of cheese.
Sure.
Ever, whether it's in or out. But I do miss. Yes, James. Do you have something you want to share with the class?
I have something I don't want to share with the class.
Excellent. But back when I did consume dairy products, I loved a chili dog with cheese sprinkled on top of it.
Yeah.
And just raw fucking onions. Raw onions, chili dog, cheese, just coating the top of it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, well,
so I will.
So, gas station, you get yourself a bun. You get the onions, and you put them in the bun. And then you
put
nacho cheese sauce in the bun. And then you put your barbecue sauce in the bun. And then you put your cheddar dog on top. And you do that because then all of the messy stuff is contained on the inside.
Okay.
Which you don't, when you're, you know, going to be consuming it in your car, probably is important.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, that's fair. I get that.
Raw onions, nacho cheese, barbecue sauce.
Not bad planning.
Cheddar dog.
Salsa, I'm really looking forward to your convenience store cooking channel.
Yeah.
But
it's
like
one
real,
episode long. That's what I got.
For about 1 minute.
Episode number two is just me standing there going, get some Pringles, I guess.
Yeah. Episode two is just I don't feel great.
Okay. Question number two. Open or closed? How do you prefer to store your dishes? On an open shelf or behind closed cabinet doors?
Closed.
I'm also a closed person. I'm not much for displaying
my dishes.
I don't
like open cabinets. Just in general.
Okay.
Open cabinets are for people that have, like, ultra-clean houses and no kids.
and nice dishes.
Yeah.
Except that I am a person with an ultra clean place and soon to not have any other beings in my house, let alone children. Mm-hmm. But I'm still like, nah, I don't like the aesthetic.
You know what I mean? They're for houses that are catalog photos, not actual human habitation. Yeah.
I think it also depends on what kind of dishes. We're talking about daily drivers, right?
Yeah. I wasn't like, how do you display your fine china?
Yeah, no.
Where do you put your dishes?
Yeah. Okay.
No, they're,
yeah,
they're
definitely.
No. Yeah. If I had fine china, I would in fact display on open shelves, but I do not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my daily dishes are just going in a cabinet. Don't want to look at you. All right, question number three: up or down?
Mm-hmm.
How do you prefer your eggs? Sunny side up or over easy?
So you got to switch mine to up now.
And I'm an over easy person. I'm actually an over medium person, but I want that flip. I do not like white snot. I can take a runny yolk. Runny yolk is great for toast. But I do not like white snot. I'm not a huge fan of poached. So I'm not a...
The thing that I do when I'm cooking eggs is I put it on a low heat with a lid on top, and what that does is it cooks the top.
Yeah,
it cooks it just enough that it's not runny.
And I think that's how when Joe makes my medium eggs, I think he actually does it sunny side up, but with that, or gives it a little flip at the end. But I would rather be sure to not have any white snot.
That's fair.
I hate white snot. No, it's so gross. It's disgusting. It makes me vomit or feel like I have to at the very least. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Yeah.
I will take that flip. Yes, and
sir.
So.
Yeah.
That's fair. I will still eat the eggs no matter what. They're eggs.
No white snot, but I'll eat it. Yeah.
I think I think I'm the same way. I don't want the runny outsides, but the runny yolk is what I'm all about.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely eat an egg.
Yeah, I prefer a medium yolk. So it's kind of that jellyish kind of thing. It's not the fluffy yellow, but it's not runny. It's just kind of that starting to coagulate.
Yeah, that perfect
kind of thing.
Ramen egg.
Oh yeah.
See,
also I do take raw egg whites in egg white based drinks like cocktails and things like that.
Yeah, a flip.
Yep. But yeah, I'm not. If I'm just consuming eggs, I don't want the whites to be runny at all.
So, James, you're the one who likes what, I can't remember what the dish is called, but where you put it in the rice and the rice cooks the, that's basically, that's basically snotty white in that dish.
But you're mixing it in with hot rice.
Right.
In a loco moco.
Right.
You're mixing it in with a hot rice and that cooks the egg.
It cooks
in
the
with
egg,
the rice.
But it's still gooey and.
You can get some gooey whites still off of that if you're not doing it right.
Like, even when it's cooked, it's still a runny cooked white.
But it's not, like, clear, which is where I have an objection.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's less a texture thing and more a color thing?
No.
You can get a runny white that is white, I think is what Paul is saying, and I don't want that either.
Ah.
Like, in a poached egg? I'm not a fan.
I love poached eggs.
Ugh. Gross. I can occasionally do it if they're cooked long enough, which is weird. Most people don't do that because why would you do that as a poached egg? however, no. Okay, anyway. Question number four. Next to or alongside, how do you describe the placement of silverware.
Oh.
Next two.
I decided to be incredibly specific on this.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yep.
Salsa is next to.
Yep.
So you put your fork next to your plate.
Yep.
I think I'm the same. Yeah, I think I'm the same way.
God, I was hoping one of you would be in alongside, because I feel like I'm the only person that says place your fork alongside your plate.
No, probably.
You might be.
Damn it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, well, I'll get over it. question number five. Mm-hmm. Cardinal or relative? Salsa got this one right. How do you like to receive your directions?
Salsa doesn't want to be told what to do. That's
well, okay.
Don't tell me what I like, James.
Yeah, try telling that motherfucker to have a good day.
Oh, seriously, he's got to do a whole brain process to think positively about it.
We're talking about someone who learned to put his pants on both legs at the same time, just so that when other people can be like, hey,
damn right,
I'm just like everybody else, I put my pants on one leg at a time, and he's like, I don't.
That's
so
because I'm
get
a spiteful
fucked.
Bitch.
Yeah, he is.
We are all aware. But yeah, cardinal or relative, how do you like to receive your directions?
Receive.
North, south, east, west, cardinal or left, right, relative. And I am cardinal all the way. In fact, I love that my little dashboard now tells me which direction I'm headed.
Oh.
So that I can argue with people that think we're headed west when we're actually headed north. That's great.
Are you saying that pointedly to me?
No, actually. although I
now that you mention it.
I wasn't beforehand, but I'm going to retroactively say yes.
Should have kept your mouth shut, James.
You did this to yourself.
When have I ever known to do that? That's
sigh. Mm-hmm. If you would like to send in a fast five, and of course you fucking do, then send two emails to salsa@awinpodcast. Of course, you know how it all works. Who's got something that they want to...
You're just going to skip over it. We're going to have some
Everybody
new guy
knows.
That's going to be like, I don't know how to do that.
I don't know. Okay,
If you don't know how to do it, send an email to salsa@aonpodcast.com saying, I don't know how to do this, fucker. Maybe you should describe it in the notes next time.
And I'll write an email back saying, listen to the previous fucking episode.
Oh, my God. You're a jerk.
Yes. As has been established.
Yeah.
Who's got something nice to say about something or somebody else?
I got something nice to say about someone.
What?
I want to thank James for coming over and fixing my goddamn furnace.
Aww.
It was very nice of him, and I appreciated it a lot, because I started off cold and ended off less cold.
That is the way to be.
Agreed.
Good. James?
I would like to thank a lot of people, but I would like to thank Bryn for being extremely patient with me when I disappeared on Thanksgiving morning to go look for turkey loaf ingredients and then came home, I want to say, 10 minutes before we were due to be online with her parents. It was very exciting for both of us, and she is a saint. So, thank you to her.
I am going to give my shout out to everyone who stayed home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a real good one.
That is a very good one.
Well done.
Because, I wanted to see people too, but I didn't, because it's a fucking pandemic going on right now.
Yeah.
But we had a Zoom, Zoomsgiving, and
yeah,
it was not ideal, but it was okay. And mm-hmm. we, you know, cooked up some ham at our house and left it on the porch. And my sister-in-law came and stole some ham and left some green bean casserole. And so, it was like we had Thanksgiving together, but we didn't, which sucked.
I'd like to give an additional shout out if I can.
Nope.
I know that it's not unusual, allowed. But okay.
I'll do it.
I would like to give a shout out to Eric Knight and his spouse. They had made a lot of super amazing Thanksgiving food and had offered it up. And wore masks. They didn't like taste it as they were cooking, and it still turned out amazing. And they gave it away in sanitized containers and everything like that. And we were graced with some of their leftovers, and those leftovers were plentiful. That was three meals worth. The day after Thanksgiving, I ate one meal, and it was a plate so big that it barely fit in the microwave to reheat it. And that was just a fraction of what we were given. So I am intensely grateful to both of them for their generosity and for their excellent cooking.
Has anybody got something to plug? Any final thoughts?
Good answer, Phil.
Bye, bye. I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
All right. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to Jenna for the Fast Five. Please send in more Fast Fives so we don't have to do this again. We'll come at you next week. And as always, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.